On Saturday night, students at SUNY Plattsburgh participated in the annual Take Back the Night event. It's an evening dedicated to ending sexual and domestic violence. Survivors often step up to describe what happened to them, and support is given to those seeking help. Take Back the Night includes a march, and as the group passed a fraternity house on Brinkerhoff Street, they were verbally accosted, according to sophomore Joanne Burgos.
As we were passing by in our march, a group of males decided to yell out, "Shut up," and "Shut up, sluts," which was really unfortunate because that kind of just emphasize the kind of rape culture we live in, where many times when victims say their story, then they're called sluts or they're not believed.
Senior Bobby Sheehan was at the march with Joanne.
I witnessed the same things that Joanna was talking about. It left me pessimistic, that situation, but now I feel optimistic because I know as a community, we're not going to stand for it and we're going to do all we can to change the culture.
Junior Natalie Spies from Sharon Springs, New York, is studying political science and gender and women's studies. She did not hear the derogatory comments, but is upset it happened.
Take Back the Night is such an empowering event, and it's really sort of sad to have people verbally attack these survivors and victims who are so brave and so strong for coming to this event and telling their stories.
Standing across the street from the frat house where the comments were shouted and holding signs saying "No more silence" and "We won't take it anymore," administration officials gave an update on the investigation into the incident. University Police Chief Arlene Sabo urged students to report any violence or crimes on the campus. Vice President for Student Affairs Brian Hartman says it's an unfortunate incident, but also an opportunity to reinforce efforts to make the campus a safe environment.
There are people that don't get it and need to be reminded, and here's a situation like that.
Even if campus officials can determine who made the comments, Hartman says they will not face serious repercussions.
It's protected speech. Hate speech is protected by the Constitution as free speech. We are looking into whether the group, because it happened at a group house, can be held accountable for something, and that is under review right now.
The Plattsburgh story echoes a December 2011 scandal at the University of Vermont, which faced outrage from students and faculty when a fraternity distributed a controversial survey.
Who would you rape? And what if this question is answered? This survey is asking young men to think about who would they violently and sexually attack.
Vermont Network Against Domestic and Sexual Violence Executive Director Karen Tronsgaard-Scott says it is crucial that college officials talk to students about the impact of words, not just their intent.
Subsequently, UVM is engaged in campus-wide training, and they have a new approach to working with incoming freshmen that gives students a very clear understanding of what expectations are around issues of sexual harassment and sexual assault. And I think that this is vitally important. You know, we've spent many years talking to young women about how they can keep themselves from getting raped. The truth is we need to be talking to students about how they can keep themselves from raping.
The fraternity under investigation at Plattsburgh State, Alpha Chi Rho, issued a statement expressing its deep regrets over the incident. Fraternity President John Mastronardo writes that the frat is cooperating with campus administration in the investigation and, quote, respect and support the individuals who participated in Take Back the Night and all of those who have been victimized by sexual assault, rape, or harassment. My members are truly sincere in wanting to change the culture that condones violence and harassment, unquote. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.